Shalom and good morning. I was a little late this morning. I was tuned in to the call, but I forgot to unmute you so you could hear each other until quite late. But you knew we were there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So good to hear your voices this morning. I want to, first of all, congratulate you on some things you have done as WWPs, of course, praying the most important thing. But also concerning Champions for Christ, our 800 or so young people who will be coming for a week to Branson and a wonderful meeting. This 26th year now. We have, WWPs, have sent 686 young people. 686 young people are going to see Sight and Sound's magnificent production of David. Bless the Lord. They have announced that next year it's going to be Daniel. So bless the Lord. We have sent 686 young people. We have 114 to go. That means that last week we sent 51 more young people. If we do that in the next 2 weeks, we will have it covered, all the young people covered. So when you send this, we're asking that you send it to championsforchrist.org. It's getting to the time they have to pay things, put up money, da-da-da-da. So championsforchrist.org, and the four is a numeral four. Champions, numeral four, Christ.org. Or mail it to 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. I will be ministering at the 10 a.m. service at a glorious church fellowship Mother's Day morning, and I intend to tell them what you, the WWPs, have done. You can watch that on YouTube, A Glorious Church on YouTube at 10 o'clock. Another thing I want to congratulate you on. Remember I talked to you about Avner? We would say Abner, but they pronounce it with a V. Avner. They also pronounce Abraham with a V when we say Abraham. But Avner called me from the Olive Place. You know, Olea Essence? And I told you about how, you know, they had been hurt. They didn't know, you know, about things with all the goings on. Of course, not many people have been going to Israel. We're going to be honored to be one of the first ones there in our upcoming trip. So Avner called me, and he said the workers came to him and said, "We're getting orders." And they're mentioning someone called Billy Brim. Well, Avner said, "Bring me those." He looked at it, and he said, "Billy Brim is behind this." And he called me, and he said, "You know, in hard times, some people are survivors. A few are warriors." He said, "You and I are warriors." Well, WWPs, that's what you are. And it was amazing to me because the Lord had emphasized that very word to us in the prayer last week. He said, "Now more than ever, to trust me and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now your world needs men who are willing to carry, to boldly carry God's love into the world and find this life-changing in me, with me, church. You transform your minds." Then he said to us, "Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now more than ever, learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord." So that's what God has said. And then Avner calls and tells us, and of course he said it to me because he knows me, but I'm talking it happened because of you. The WWPs are strong warriors. You put your feet to it and ordered some olive oil products, and it really blessed them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also want to remind you that the movie, A Great Awakening, or The Great Awakening, is probably at your theaters now. I saw online that they're also making this available for renting. we're going to look into renting that movie for our young people who are coming. Because we're going to, this year, you know, I told you that Chip always chooses a champion of the faith, and this year it's George Whitfield. He was the one, if you see the movie, and you will see that Benjamin Franklin said in the movie, his grandson asked him, was George Whitfield a figure in the Revolution? And it ends by Franklin saying, son, he was the Revolution. Well, he definitely was the Great Awakening. Oh, my goodness, our country was born out of the Great Awakening. And I'm going through a book that I'm going to republish through. I did a self-publishing of it. Now I'm going to republish it through Harrison House. It's to be out in January. And in it, I have the story of the Great Awakening and Awakening since. And there I have a statement that the pattern was there was an awakening all across America, the Great Awakening. We were born out of it. Even Harvard professors say everyone has to admit that America was born out of the Great Awakening. And so I made a statement in there because we've had other awakenings in America. And the pattern was that there would be an awakening, the people would fall away, and then some people would become concerned about it, and they would pray. And God would send another awakening. Well, we're awaiting now the last great awakening. And our nation is coming to prayer tomorrow. Hallelujah. The 75th annual National Day of Prayer will be observed on Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Hallelujah. On the website, they say, the theme is, tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. 1 Chronicles 16:24 in the New American. I'm going to read that again. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. 1 Chronicles 16:24. And from the National Day of Prayer, they wrote, our theme is inspired by a passionate prayer of thanksgiving prayed by King David in 1 Chronicles 16 after bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. This chapter records Israel celebrating the return of the Ark after being separated from it for 70 years earlier. While God was always watching over Israel and just a prayer away from them, and King David, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. Having been constructed at the command of God and carried by the Levites with Moses as they wandered and waited to enter the Promised Land, and eventually it was established at Shiloh for 369 years, and then it was stolen by the Philistines and had been gone 70 years. And this is Israel rejoicing when the holy presence, the Shekhinah, is back with them. Hallelujah. So the theme is the scripture, tell of his glory among the nations. Sometimes we quote that scripture in Esther and say, for such a time as this we have come to the kingdom. It is indeed such a time as this for the nations of the world, for they're being judged. There will be a last great judgment of the nations, and Jesus will preside over that, Matthew 25, and separate the sheep from the goats, and which nations get to enter the millennium. But right now it's going on. Depending upon how they behave now, it's going to determine whether they'll be here. It's going on, and it's amazing to me how they're just lining up against Israel and declaring it openly. Thank God for the United States of America. And we are going to pray tomorrow, May 7. Don't forget to do it, and we'll do it today too, for this great country. As one of the nations, we tell of the glory and expect a manifestation and a great awakening across this country. The next day, May 8, Shelley and I were invited to the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., where there will be a special day of prayer for Israel. And I've been asked to pray before the ambassador speaks. And I've even been given the object of the prayer. I am to pray for the protection of the Jewish people. Hallelujah. We trust God to give me the words of that prayer for all of us there to unite in praying. What we know is His will, the protection of the Jewish people. Brother Max, are you on the line? Brother Max, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Just now. How are you, dear brother?
I am highly favored and blessed like everybody else. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Well, we're going to be praying for our nation. And do you have some information that it's really critical times right now that you could, as much as you could share?
As much as I can share, yes. I had a phone call yesterday. It came to me to pray for the nation. What is happening right now is really, really, they know what they wanted to do. They know what they are doing, and they are ready for it, Israel and the United States, in regards of Iran. But they need the prayer of this need to be over with. Very much, there are certain things that they have to do, and it could be...
They, who's they?
The United States and Israel. They have to do certain things and finish it up. It's a matter like of days. I don't know, today, tomorrow, it could be any time, because things are not going the way that, you know, you just can't trust, you can't trust Arabs, you can't trust Muslims. They're just running on, they're running everything on a roller coaster. They're not confirming anything. They're not going like forth with everything that they said that they are going to do.
Are you talking about the Iranians? You're talking about Iranians right now?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay around it. But,
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what it boils down to when you say is a like a monumental decision on the part of the president and the prime minister. And there's a lot of uprising right now in the United States, even in the Republican Party, kind of against the president's policies and wanting him to end things before they really are ended, right?
That is correct. That is correct. They're rushing the time. Now, he have an agenda. He have a plan. He know what he's going to do. The Lord spoke to him already, and they very much told me everything yesterday on the phone. It come down to, it has to be over with. It has to be done. It has to be done and for good.
And that means before, getting out all the traces of the uranium and the the nuclear component.
Yes, and even the regime change. They are working on that too. They are not giving up on that. They're not speaking it publicly, but they are doing that too, as well. They're working with different nations. There is a pressure from the Gulf countries. They wanted Iran very much to be disarmed, like all the weapons down, locked up.
Yeah,
they
wanted Iran fired on them.
They just fired on UAE. Yeah, they fired on United Arab Emirates and Dubai, and they are attacking their oil facilities, and they will do more if they can. They are not worth talking to. You just can't trust them. I mean, I've been in so many meetings when I was in Riyadh last year and in Bahrain. It's not what everybody think, and they know this. The United States of America know this. The intelligence know this. The president himself know this. Benjamin been living with the Arabs since birth. He is the most, he is the most person that very much the key of all of it. So they are working together on finalizing what is the next step. And the next step will be for everybody to live and to have a life. And that's what they're looking for the Americans, for our economy, for Israel, for the Gulf, for the Middle East, for Jordan. It's so that's what's gonna happen very much.
That
now I don't know how long it's gonna take.
Here's the thing about it. We're talking Satan here.
Right.
He's the one that's working down through what primarily you said Arabs, but really it's Islam.
It's that's what it is, yes.
Yeah.
It's the
Islam.
It's the demonic
You
religion.
Sent me
yes.
a video the other day of a man who was killing his father.
Yes.
And he thought he was choking him. It looked like to me it was in a mosque.
It's in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, where they go for Hajj, which is they have to do it once in a lifetime. So he was taking his, he took his dad to Mecca for Hajj. That was last year. And he was, in his mind, he want to kill his father over in Mecca so his father will go to heaven. This is the demonic thinking.
Yes. And right, he was there in public choking his father so that his father could go to heaven. Is that evil or what?
It's evil. It's evil.
So we got to know that now he's the enemy here. And he's going to try to use this to divide America and hit the midterm elections. And so we're going to have to pray our, we're going to have to be diligent, folks, in praying the prayer of the authority of the believer, corporate prayer every day, whether we're on this phone call or not, and for our president. Thank God he saved his life. The third time. You know, I've been reading about George Washington. And George Washington, when he was in the French and Indian Wars, his three horses were shot out from underneath him. Holes went through his coat, bullet holes. And he wrote to his brother, you know, Providence is keeping me. God is keeping me. An old Indian chief met him early, later in his days. This is well documented. And came to see him. And he said, I told, in those French and Indian wars, we fired directly at you. I told my warriors, the tall one, he's not like the British. He fights like we do. Aim your rifles at him and kill him. He said, our rifles didn't miss except for George Washington. And then he prophesied that George Washington would be a great leader in among the nations. So it's like God is protecting our president. He's done it three times, like he did George Washington. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray now, and we're going to use the authority of the believer. And we're going to start off praying with the authority of the believer, and then we're going to move to praying with our understanding as well for this nation. As we join on our Wednesday, there's really no time in the spirit. And so we're asking God to join our prayers with those that will be lifted up around the nation. I know here in Branson, we have a prayer breakfast on the National Day of Prayer, and we always sponsor a table and send some of our praying people there. So around everywhere, it's a the purpose of the National Day of Prayer is to join all the prayer groups. God has raised up lots of prayer groups, but to join them. So tomorrow night, there at Yeshua Loves Heals, they'll be meeting. And it will be the National Day of Prayer. So you probably want to make your way over to the church that Max and Quinn pastor, Yeshua's Love Heals, and join them in the National Day of Prayer. So what is your address there?
627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And how can they join you in streaming?
Oh, streaming. They can go on Facebook or YouTube. Yeshua's Love Heals. Yeshua's spelled different, so you might find different ministry with this name. Y-E-S-U-A-H as in Henry, S. Yeshua's. That's the name of Jesus in Arabic. Love Heals.
What a wonderful name.
.com, that's our website. So you just go to that. You'll find our Facebook. You'll find our YouTube, and you can watch us live. And Ms. Villa,
you know,
I send also.
Yeah, you have to. Sometimes you just have to join with others in prayer, and it means a lot. So that's going to mean a lot for America tomorrow. Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
What was I going to say? Oh, I send you. There's. I just want to mention that there's a little girl in Jordan named Rhonda. She is in a kidney transplant. We did send. She's having a surgery tomorrow. The Lord provided. We sent $3,000 for the surgery. It's $15,000, but there is $12,000 left. It's really cheap. So if it's in your heart, you can go to our website or PayPal or Servant Keeper, so we can. She's in King Abdullah, it's really amazing that she's in King Abdullah Hospital in the city of Erbil. That's where I grew up, bordering Syria. That's where she's at, and they're operating on her tomorrow morning. And I give them the word. I said, go ahead and do the surgery, and the Lord will take care of it. This is me. We did the roof. We hired the roofing company for the building, and we didn't have the money for it, but the Lord provided. Miss Philip, remember that. But it's on my heart to get this girl. Well, God will take care of her. God will. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely.
So I just want to share that with you guys. If you, that's about it. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
for your goodness. We pray for that little girl and that surgery.
Yeah, she's Christian. Christian family. Mm-hmm. And she's born. They didn't know anything about her until she started having pain. I mean, miraculously, the Lord is protecting her, that her kidneys are failing, both of them, until she went for a normal checkup, you know, with pain, and that's what they found out. So now she needs transplant, and
Do you know her name? Do you know her name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Rhonda, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Rhonda.
We'll be sure to pray for her. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Father, in the name, the lovely, matchless name of Jesus, you told us in your word that, first of all, we are to pray for those who are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life so that people could come into the kingdom of God. And that's well-pleasing to you. But, oh, God, we do ask you for a great outpouring of the Spirit of God in America. We ask you for the great outpouring that will so flood the streets and the countryside, like it did in the days in 1700s when you were bringing forth this nation. Father, you poured out your Spirit in a mighty way. You spoke through the black-robed regiment, the ministers, the clergy, and you preached through George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards. You prayed through him and his wife and many others and the tenants. Father God, you've always raised up people when we need them. And Father, in the name above every name, we want to thank you for those you've raised up in this hour. We don't count them more than you. We don't count on them more than you. But we do see that you have raised up leaders. And you have placed in public office men and women of God. And right now, Father, in the name above every name, we come to you lifting them up. Think through their minds. Work through their hands. Protect their bodies, Lord, in Jesus' name, from disease and evildoers. We do thank you for the covering of the blood that you have supplied to our President, Donald John Trump. We thank you that three times you protected him, probably more, but at least three times it was so public. Such a public protection. Right grazing his ear, Lord. That's reminding us of like you did for George Washington. Thank you for, it's not too late to thank you for protecting George Washington, Father. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for more. We pray for more. And we pray for a freedom to operate during a President Trump's term. And we don't want it changed. We don't want it lessened in the November elections. And we know that Satan is out to divide this country. And we're going to come against him in a minute, according to your word, as you have written and you have authorized us. But right now, Father, in the name above every name, we do say and we do pray, Father, hallelujah, for guidance, for protection, for direction, and their families, in Jesus' name. We lift up the midterm elections, Father, for your blessings. We ask you to bless and choose those you want to place in office. And Father, now, in the name of Jesus, we do praise you and thank you and give you glory for the right and the privilege. You gave us authority. Yes, Adam gave up the dominion in the second heavens, but, oh God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, you made a show of them openly through him, and you gave us his. He did. He said, all authority has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. And you said, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as a king in life. And Father, we're coming up before you right now. We're praying that beloved wondrous prayers. One of thanksgiving in Colossians, when you told us you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, fitting us for the kingdom of light, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of your love. How wondrous to be free. How wondrous to be sons of the light. Hallelujah. Children of the light. In Jesus' name. The whole world, you said, sits in darkness. But not us. Not us. Not us. Not us. Not us. I want to thank you for every bit of revelation in the light any of us have ever seen. I want to thank you for every light upon the scriptures and light in the ways of God that has been given to us through your holy written word and the witness of those even who've gone past the veil. We thank you, Holy Father. Now give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power, your resurrection power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ the Messiah, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all rule and authority, principality, power, might, dominion, every name is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body over all things. We, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, this body is the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead in our trespasses and sins, you, who are rich in mercy and love and chesed, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. And when you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. We share throne rights with him. And Father, we will not be negligent. We will use and reign and through the authority that is the gift from you. And now we do say, Satan, kingdom of darkness, the WWPs are come up against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name above every name, we know that you know. We have weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We pull you down in Jesus' name. You will not build up a stronghold in the offices of government in the United States of America and in Israel. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over the minds of those in authority, and we're going to use Donald John Trump as the as a focus, but we want this to go down to every single person in this country you put in office. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. You cannot speak to them. You cannot confuse them. You cannot your agents with their faults. Advice, their words will fall to the ground barren. We plead the blood of Jesus over Benjamin Netanyahu and using him as the focus. But we focus all down through their cabinet members, their generals, their officers, right down to the individuals in the field who have to make decisions. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help all of the leaders with decision-making. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out against you, demon spirits, from the heights and top right down to the lowest level devil. You stay away, we bind you from the WWPs, their families, their business, their wherewithal. You'll not steal, kill, or destroy in Jesus' holy name. Father, I do lift up prayer for these dear ones on this line, for joining us, for preparing us as a company, as warriors, letting us have even inside information through our brother that you place in places of authority. Lord, I pray for the health. I know some WWPs, Lord, that the enemy is so attacked. It's him. It's him trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, but God, Jesus was on that cross. There he bore not only our sins, you caused all of our sins to meet there upon him, but also our diseases and pains. I'm asking for a visitation of those great benefits. It says, forget not, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all his benefits. Those benefits of healing and absence of pain are afforded the WWPs. And Father, I claim them now in the name of Jesus in the bodies of the WWPs. Healing, wholeness, absence of pain. It is written in the same Psalm 103, you satisfy us with good so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. I know a lot of the WWPs like me are older, but oh God, you have given us, even in our prayer call, the scriptures that you're still watching over us, caring us, and caring for us in our old age when our hair turns white. What a God you are. What a mighty God you are. How we praise you, how we give you glory, how we give you adoration. And, oh, God, among your holy gifts is the Holy Spirit, who not only shows us things to come, but helps us be used by God, because he indwells us. He's inside me right now. So I ask that he transmit to my spirit the words, as the Bible says, we're praying in the spirit, the words of God in a mighty prayer this morning, working with God. Kavidan Joshka Manstonamanganga. Italamakagi Latonye de Kambamba Ematorande. Kangali. Kangalimika. Kangalimika Nangi. Poparadivra Bashka Donje de Godoshke de Kalia. O Samanakaika. Samanakaika. Kamina Kohoro Kumba Balatoho Shande Me Eletania. Piba Balotonia Mikwa, 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 Mikwa. Oshibarate, Kabina Koka, Rodebronyar Hoshenye Nikwa, Dele Kumbra, Bile Kumba, Bile Kumba, La Kaika. Me enye nukura malatonya melekakaka. Bilatonya, 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 bilatonya. Babro baba shetya na kobra. Ishana kura ma. Belehefanyo, belehefanyo, belehefanyo. Ile gobrevra dijwa, tale dobre kaleka braktya na kodoshki de braktya. Oh, holakaya, holakaya, holakaya. Pampora maniero tonangi, mangola cobre di anacaba. Majogo de bre, le cara, manangi, le godoccia, la kadashka. Oh, shamanita. Papa la danye ne qua. Belle frangiasca ranjancia. I siete goho shantia. Ikalaka habrange mando vita. Mando vita. Mando vita mia kongambi li doho shagabi kale kongambi li ko certo nanyena kohoro ko baba. Pile tohora ka fianto no kopi de kaka. Oh, manakaya, manakaya, manakaya. Mango lo gobretia nakashandia nekada gamba. Bili hivra, bili hivra. Mochir maganga. Michel gobre freke de shande le kodabrika le kanga bria tota. Ili ma ufrerto non gabi la tenia no quadi di kumbaba la konganga. Oh, fame, pesionia kifka dangere kodabrika le kongara kodanya na kodambra adika kobre minia. Hoshkidanja, hoshkidanja. Isala gobrer, isala kabi. Andala kobimba, manyane koka. Gele dobre meleka. Gele dobre meleka. Kabi tanyota, kafrikanjerono ne kashkadanje. Ili kobre fretanje. Gavila taha shange, gavila tai. Pafro na tushka bamba ora kada ble kumbre kete ga frasko donje ni kubo papa li atoto. Papi atoto, papi atoto, papi atoto, frondele moshkwa. Ambo di vropa papa lenye ne kagabre ne koro kubamba da ga daha shange. Ili kahala kambibari otto. Ili kabra kata kafanje ne kacha. Bo alidanya ne kwa. bu alidanya nikwa. Edugo buevra disgo do jandale kopre kata fry anjene koto toko hubala taita. Miko bala shatya. Miko baba latino. Abala duhro mangiato fregele kambabi dalo gombernio nanagai janje judu do shuata lo gombrek de deka praktya na godoshka da praktya. Abidato kabila taniel gako kabinio no kohoroko babi la tuto do goja. Oje me na taya, oje ni me taya. Privanyo kabila toto para kampanye. Bu bora tahara kaya na kohoro ko ba, bala kaya na kohoro ko ba, shene kohoro ko mbamba. Ili bohra ka friend ye. Isha to gobre ka ta friend ye na kohoro ko bila tinye na kohoro ko ba, bila tonye na kohoro ko dianta. Ere baha shote ne koka, mako lo gobre ka de gabran. Pele duhoro kombele ka hashai tiana koro ko babi la tontoro gobra kaka. Ala duro gavenio no koro ko bali kangerno no kora kandali atoma la kale akanga la kodoro ko babi. Loto to to ba. Loto to to ba. Pipolo tonye. Pipolo tonye. Osaki onaka. Mako lo godo chanja. Ojo burita frangolo go babi la tonye ne kora kadania. Oh, balataya malakaya, malakaya, malakaya. Kabraka hala kambra kadaga danche de kondonduro godoshke da kambra kala kangambre. Ito dogo baletito. Iko so kopra havara kanye ne kohoro kobeti ana karakadi aktara godoshke da mrete de kanga. Pile tohra ba, emeno kwe, emeno kwa. A jene caraginio, no coro coli cabinio, no coro capita toda la gabba, baladinio, no coro coli cabbascia, no coro mananie. O se baha la tito, sabala catara gonga braga da canga, la gondianda, la gonga mbala caia na cola gabba. Che jene caia na coro cobra cara di andare gandiana, candiana, candiana, godianda, la gadabre. Isha to do brebre dihinier, to na kora kaya, na malako, rabalakai, na kahala kabido donye, ne kuara go dabri. Kovra dihishu to do gosha, na baya ta kalaka yana kanga, ala kavra kadenye, ne ki ide kaba, ala korka kapanje, ele kabra kade kanje, ne kotoshka. Brivatio, 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 papele denye, me kalaka babri, dondiarvo, nyandero, oh, le cagnada cohosca d'angeli go toho shaktia. Cavilla tohoro con bamba. Ashena cora manana cohoro co bele, caracandiano, no cora maniata, ma caiana coco cola babà. Nonia, nonia, nonia. Isato lo cobrita, fra calacambabi, anciana con danie ne quara con derana. E le bretigia. E le batti già toffa. E che le cabra con denge, le cobro shantantia. Shantiono no cora che le cambamba aite, aiti, aite. Popola denie ne qua, ma to lo gobe le caffranie. Pesco denge hitaka. Pesco denge hitetica. E che le cavranie ne cobro coba, bella tito, bella cacca. E le brehecha, mahashata ko bebe. Mahashata ko bebe lita. Be anyoto, be anyoto, be anyoto, be anyoto. Kapala letinya. Kapala lakinya. Gombalai, gombalai, gombalai. Matula kabila ganga. Oh, Father Shipanyo. Me enyene kwa. Menye eni kwa, menye eni kwa, menye eni kwa halakabi, latonye eni kwa ragabadia, dorogobabe, janjo dalaki, janyano kalabi. Oh, Father, ti mena kora manye, Melehutambra. The doors are open. Mikalagai. Toshi batonye de kaka. Ono kobrede de kabra ala kombembe ti ato bele kakai ana kakakala tanya. La tanya. Amina kobara fele mita. Shere gobre, shere gobre. Mind the success of gobebre, tubra kataivra. Mito hushita la kumbrika ta frakia no gonjen gene kuba. Jay sapakia, jenjen. Ken, jenjen. Matu huru gobe. Eleveratonia nequa. Stebrotivra, sebrotita, sebrotita. Giliba. Mama nakiato lo kobila ba, a genie ni quato facchiano, che alle daliando lo cobre chifra, e genie ni quascio tallina. Bafrotenia mia, gunga, la bella tuccia, ma asciutete. Babila hosciangio no cobricate caffrai, a sono cobricate calabra, in a coro copila caia no cabra. Pele gahalatai, pele geta hartaka. Mashko dobre ketika fatia. Ile bahafo tenye ni kwa. Mele kobre karega bapi anto toto gonchanya. Mi hechano no no nombre kada kangambra kada gogambra kada kangambi del gochatana kodoshka. Ele brehitano kada kabre matutu fendia. O sibra, ma kodo kobre, prato, marakayanda. Ashete di gahashai. Ushete ki hijaka. Mangole didi ano kora katajere con jange ne koto ko kapitio. Kabieto minya. Keli kakaya. Afreti mahaya. Ale vele gorandia. Kani mananyin. Una na 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 ni. Kale ko brevre de jon de le ko babele to 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 ko onje de ko to nie na na ka kanga re ka danye. Oh Father, dearest Father, Pila dobra cambre che le cobre, le toniana, la cobre, la cangamba, la codebre, di li capratia. Ishana matutu fange. Rashke denye ne kubra kala lele boratia na veano na nyer no la vi. Kabrakanya na koragoliano. E je di kabra. E je di bakaya no kuraga di kabraka. E le brutois. E se ne makonga adianto, mariato, 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 mariato. Viva rovredia naka, asio de go babria tata, adima tanyo no kaka. Krebiciano, aso manangangi, brende, makor, andele kuka. Andele kuka. Kavidato. Ma con le ti, hashonoko, tiana kaka. O se de capra frene cora, manakaika, manakoko koko babi, manakarate, na coro con le cabrane, ne coro con la kakaia, na kahaya, e shanto la cora. Father, we want to pray for little Rhonda. You told Brother Hagen, Jesus told Brother Hagen, that when one of his own undergoes surgery, they should ask this, that you, Jesus, would attend the surgeon, think through his mind or hers, work through their hands, that you would be there, and that the recovery would be so quick, they would be amazed, the medical people, and everyone else. So that's what we claim. And we do come against the enemy, and we do say, in Jesus' name, you are forbidden in that operating room. Or that hospital around her. We bind the evil demon spirits that might like to do harm to a little Christian girl. We bind you in Jesus' name and plead the blood of Jesus over Rhonda to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we know it is
thus
and so.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead,
thank
brother.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Start with a scripture, and that is Colossians with a C. 3, verses 23 and 24. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. A statement. There is a spiritual reality to your life in me. There is a spiritual reality to your life in me, church. While worth living, to the fullest, F-U-L-L-E-S-T, to the fullest, what? A better place to learn. To learn more about life. Then and the Word of God. Then and the Word and the Word of God.
That's probably then and the Word of God.
Then and the Word of God. Yeah.
Then.
Then. Yeah, you're right. Then and the Word of God.
I was wondering if that word before worth living could be well worth living. W-E-L-L.
Worth, oh. It's W. No, it's W-H-I-L-E.
Okay,
how you
wild
pronounce that?
Okay.
Okay, so I read it right.
Wild.
Okay, wild.
You
yeah.
read it right. I was just wondering.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, wild words. Now, after the Word of God is underlined, it's a really short statement here, three words. Just say, I believe. Just say, I believe. Underlined. So it's emphasized. Okay, I'll read it again.
I believe.
There is a spiritual reality to your life and me, church, while worth living to the fullest. To the fullest. What a better place to learn more about life than in the Word of God. Underlined, just say, I believe. Thank you, Lord.
I believe.
I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for helping me here. Next is 1 John 5:20. 1 John 5:20. Psalm 16:1-6. Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11. Statement. I send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. I send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous so that both will experience the blessing, so that both will experience the blessings that I have for them. That I have for them. Okay, and the last few words are underlined, again emphasized. So after them, underlined, be a giver of life today. Be a giver of life today. I'll read the statement again. I send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous so that both will experience the blessings that I have for them. Underlined, be a giver of life today. That's the statement. Next is the book of Acts 17:25. Then he gave us Genesis, the book of Genesis 3, Genesis 3, verses 22 and 23. Genesis 3, verses 22 and 23. Let's see here. Next statement is underlined, all of it. So this one is underlined, emphasized, and it reads like this. Do not be lacking. Oh, sorry, looking. I'm going forward. He said looking, and I'm looking at the word after that. Okay. Do not be looking ahead. Do not be looking ahead with an anxiety. Do not be looking ahead with an anxiety. Trust God with the future. Trust God with the future. You are not paralyzed. You are not paralyzed by fear and worry. You are not paralyzed by fear and worry. Have comfort. Have comfort of the unknown. Yeah, that's it. Have comfort of the unknown. Okay, I'll read it again. Do not be looking ahead with an anxiety. Trust God with the future. You are not paralyzed by fear and worry. Have comfort of the unknown. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Did I say it's emphasized? It's underlined.
Yes, you did. You did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, the Lord gave us Proverbs, the book of Proverbs 24, verse 14. Proverbs 24, 14. Then he gave us James, the book of James 4, chapter 4, verses 13, 1-3 through 15, 1-5. James 4, verses 13 through 15. Okay, next statement. Let's see, a bit longer. And the end of it is emphasized. I'll let you know. Okay. There we go.
Is it underlined?
Not all of it. I'll let you know when, and the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'll let you know. No more than ever. Yeah. No more than ever. Learn. What it means to trust God.
I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is the first word N-O or K-N-O-W?
K-N-O-W.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
K-N-O-W. No more than ever. That's how he did it, right?
Yeah. No, he wants us to know more than ever what it means to trust God.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking because, yeah, the K always throw me out because it doesn't make sense to me in Arabic to put K before and read it no.
No, I know it really doesn't make sense in English.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Okay. No more than ever. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors.
Aha.
Yeah, that's right.
You put in a word that time that I didn't hear the first time. So I'm going to go back over it. More than ever, the first time you read it, what it means to trust God.
Oh, did I? Okay. No more than ever.
I didn't hear the word learn. Okay, go ahead.
That's that. Yeah. Learn. I'm sorry. No more than now, more than ever. No, I'm getting confused now. Yeah. More than ever, learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. I'm not sure if this is the same statement. Maybe it is. I don't know. For my kingdom. Your world needs men who are willing. Your world needs men who are willing to boldly carry God's love. Carry God's love into the world. Into the world. Now, the underline part. After the word world. Be strong warriors. Be strong warriors for the Lord and commit your work to me, church. So the underlying part, be strong warriors for the Lord and commit your work to me, church. Okay.
That's almost exactly the same what he said last week.
I'm just like, it's kind of, in my mind, like, is it the same? It's not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so KNOW, more than ever, learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Your world, WRLD, needs men who are willing to boldly carry God's love into the world. Emphasize, be strong warriors for the Lord and commit your work to me, church. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next is Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, 8. Jeremiah 29, 11. Philippians 1, 16. Hebrews 13, 8. Jeremiah 29, 11. Philippians 1, 16. 1, 6. Not 15, 16, because my accent. Okay. Next statement. Oh, this one is long as well. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's see. Half of it emphasized. Okay. None emphasized from the beginning. My words to you today. My words to you today, a treasure when it comes to new beginnings. My words to you today, a treasure when it comes to new beginnings with your God, Jesus. With your God, Jesus. Oh, start with Jesus is emphasized. Start with Jesus. So after God, then Jesus is emphasized. Jesus sacrifice on the cross, saving you all. Saving you all from sin, S-I-N, from sin, and opening the doors for personal change, and opening the doors for personal change. Find yourself. Find yourself a new beginning. Find yourself a new beginning and allow yourself. Am I going too fast?
A little bit.
Okay. I'll go back to Jesus, emphasize. Jesus. Sacrifice on the cross, saving you all. So, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is it sacrifice or sacrificed with a D? D or
sacrifice.
No
D.
No D. Okay, got it. Excuse me.
Yeah. No, you're fine. I wanna give it to you guys right, and that's why Quinn go over them after me.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sacrifice on the cross, saving you all from sin and opening the doors for personal change. Find yourself a new beginning and allow yourself to push aside. Allow yourself to push aside your old and former way, your old and former way of life. You did wait, church. That's a statement. Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning. None underlined. My words to you today, a treasure when it comes to a new beginning, beginnings with an S, to a new beginning with your God. From now on, underlined. Jesus, sacrifice on the cross, saving you all from sin, and opening the doors for personal change. Find yourself a new beginning and allow yourself to push aside your old and former way, your old and former way of life. You did wait, church. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I believe I'm getting better here. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I have to, you know, it takes time sometimes in the beginning.
Oh, I know.
Sure. Just
we'll wait on
praise
you.
The Lord. Okay. Let's see here. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 100, 100. Yeah, Psalm 100, verses 3 through 5. Psalm 100, 3 through 5. And after that, the book of Lamentations, 3, chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. Okay. Let's see here. another statement, just checking. Again, it's a bit long, and this one is not underlined. It's not underlined, and it reads like this. New beginnings, with an S, is quite powerful. New beginnings is quite powerful. Because you are made new in Christ. Because you are made new in Christ. Even if you fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N, right? Fallen. Even if you fallen into negative patterns. Yeah. Even if you've fallen into negative patterns, the time for a new beginning and new resolution. The time for a new beginning and a new resolution make I'm going to spell this word. Make a C-O-N-C-E-R-T as in Tom, E-D as in Dave. Yeah, I believe it's a D.
Concerted.
Concerted?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, never use this word, concerted. Okay. Make a concerted effort. Make a concerted effort to follow me. To follow me more closely. More closely each and every day. Each and every day. This is the best way. This is the best way to move forward. This is the best way to move forward with hope. With hope, my hope. My hope. And the best way of your path. The best way of your path forward. That is the statement. And the best way of your path forward. Okay, I'll read it again. New beginnings is a quiet powerful because
quiet.
You are made.
Is quite
powerful. You're right, Miss Lily.
Uh-huh.
New beginnings is quite powerful because you are made new in Christ. Even if you've fallen into a negative patterns, the time for a new beginning and a new resolutions make. Now you read that word.
Concerted.
Is a concerted, okay. Effort. To follow me more closely each day. I'm sorry,
each
to follow
every?
Me. Each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Closely each and every day. This is the best way to move forward with hope, my hope, and the best way of your faith, of your path forward. I say faith because I always say faith forward. That's
yeah,
why
right.
This one is your, this is your path forward. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord gave us Ephesians 4, verses 22 and through 24. Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. Colossians with a C, 3, verses 9 through 11. Colossians 3, 9 through 11. Okay. Let's see. Now, this next statement is all underlined, all emphasized. And it reads like this. As you head, H-E-A-D?
Yes.
Into? Okay. As you head into the new change. As you head into the new change, remember my command. Remember my command. Love God and love others. And make, this is the same word,
concerted effort, probably.
Yeah.
We always use those two words together. It means an effort that you just emphasize, you concert it, you make it your aim, a concerted effort. It nearly always goes together.
Okay, concerted. I'm going to write it in Arabic above here so I can read it. Okay, and make a concerted effort. In this prayer, I was wondering when... Where is that
me
today?
Too.
Praise the Lord.
I was too.
Yeah.
I was too.
I just thought about
kidding.
It.
I was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. See? Our thought is not like his thought. Praise the Lord. Okay. Effort. Okay. Considered effort in this prayer with my friends and prophets. You are a family. Yes, you are a family. My family. In prayer. My family in the prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My family in the prayer. Through the eyes of God. Through the eyes of God, I will bring your nations to safety. Wow.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Through the eyes of God, I will bring your nations with an S to safety.
Thank God.
You are, yes, you are my great American church.
Oh.
Wow. My goodness. I don't know if this doesn't really touch our hearts.
It does.
Okay, let me read it again. As you head into a new change, remember my command, love God and love others, and make
a concerted effort.
Thank
you.
A concerted effort in this prayer with my friend and prophet. You are a family, my family. In prayer, through the eyes of God, I will bring your nations to safety. You are my great American church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My goodness,
he
is recognizing all of us. Yes.
At the beginning, as you head into the new change or a new change?
Into the new change.
Okay, got it.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. James 1:17. The book of James 1:17. Psalm 20:4. Psalm 20:4. Colossians with a C. 3:17. Colossians 3:17. Okay. Last statement, read like this. The very end of it, few words are underlined, but this is the last statement. Here we go, none underlined. And with the Lord, in mind, and with the
Just
Lord
a moment,
in
please.
Mind,
You cut out just okay. a little bit on my phone. Could you begin again, please?
Yeah. And with the Lord in mind, helps you all to live with a gracious and contented heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let this truth guide you when I am at the center. All things align. Yeah, all things align. Now the underlined part. For my glory and your good. So for my glory and your good is underlined. I'll read it again. And with the Lord in mind, helps you all to live with a gracious and contented heart. Let this truth guide you when I am at the center. All things align, emphasized, for my glory and your good. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Beginning with Psalm 100, verses 3 through 5.
Miss Billy, begin with Colossians 3.
Oh,
23.
I'm on the wrong page. I'm on the wrong page.
Sorry. You need to go back one page.
I went to the end. Okay, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. I tell you, that verse will help you. It will help you. Even like brother, the little brother who was practiced the presence of God, he said, whatever he did, if he picked up a piece of paper off the ground, and he's still known this day as one who followed God, 500 years later, he said, I never even pick up a piece of paper off the ground that I don't do it to the glory of God. Bless the Lord. So whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. I remember when Shelley was in California and she had Cody. He was just a little baby, and she was practicing the presence of God from Brother Francis' book. And she read that scripture, whatever you do, do to the glory of God. And she said, whenever I would diaper my little boy, I would say, I diaper this little popo to the glory of God. So that just helps you with everything. No matter what you're doing, if you do it to the glory of God, you will receive reward. There is a spiritual reality to your life in me, church. While worth living to the fullest, what a better place to learn more about life than in the Word of God. Underlined, just say, I believe. Hallelujah. And that means when you read the Word of God, just say, I believe. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Psalm 16:11. What a wonderful scripture. He is life. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous, so that both will experience the blessings that I have for them. Underlined, be a giver of life today. Acts 17:25. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives life, all life, and breath, and all things. English Standard reads, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Genesis 3:22-23. Then the Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground or cultivate the ground from which he was taken.
underlined. Do not be looking ahead with anxiety. Trust God with the future. You are not paralyzed by fear and worry. Have comfort of the unknown. Proverbs 24:14. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Hallelujah. James 4:13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. For you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. Know more than ever. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Your world needs men who are willing to boldly carry God's love into the world. Underlined. Be strong warriors for the Lord and commit your work to me, church. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Actually, that word is not a welfare, it's a peace. And King James uses peace. Thoughts of shalom, wholeness. It means wholeness. And they kind of got the idea because your welfare includes your wholeness. The scripture again. For I know the plans that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Philippians 1:16. The former proclaimed Christ out of selfish ambition and not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. That seems strange to me. Could you look at that scripture reference and see if I got it right? Philippians 1:16.
Well, it's correct. I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Is there another translation? I don't know.
They're all about the same. The former proclaimed
because
Christ.
See
here.
I don't quite understand it myself.
Okay. Wait a minute here. I read the first. It's different. In the King James, it reads, Philippians 1:16 reads in the King James, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. They've got their scriptures numbered differently. Like 1:16 in the
No American?
I don't understand this. Because they got the verses reversed. For instance, in the ESV and the New American, they read verse 15, 17, and 16. 15, 17, and 16. That's in three translations. You see, they do go from number 15 to 17 to 16. And the King James, verse 16 is, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. In the others, and I think this is the one that's right, the latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel or the good news. Verse 16 is different.
I have no idea. Praise the Lord.
So let's use verse 16 as it is in the ESV, the New American,
yes,
and the Amplified. Those all give this as verse 16. In the King James, it's reversed. But let's just do it like it is in the ESV, the New American, and the Amplified. This makes sense. The latter proclaim Christ out of love, because they recognize and know that I am put here for the defense of the good news, the gospel.
Hmm.
That's good, and that's right. So just use some other, if you want to use the King James, you're going to have to use verse 17.
Oh. Wow.
In the King James, it's verse 17. And in the other three translations, it's 16. It's there, but it's a different number.
I wonder what's the...
I don't know, but let's just use the ones that make sense. I mean, you know that. Verse 8 gave us 16, so let's use the ones that are not in the King James. Verse 16. Philippians 1:16 in the ESV, the New American, or the Amplified. And if you have another translation, you might check it out. Whichever one. The idea is, it says, the former teach Christ because not good motives, but the latter out of good motives. So use whichever verse you've got that says the latter.
Okay.
Here we go. My words to you today, a treasure, when it comes to new beginnings with your God, Jesus. Or with your God, maybe. Jesus' sacrifice, and I think that a period should come after God. I'll read it like that. My words to you today, a treasure when it comes to new beginnings with your God. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, saving you all from sin and opening the doors for personal change. Find yourself a new beginning and allow yourself to push aside your old and former way of life. You did wait, church.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 100, 3 through 5. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. And we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will wait in Him. I will hope in Him. Now, the Amplified says, and I think the Lord is getting this point across, the 24th verse, therefore, I will wait, I will hope in Him and wait expectantly for Him, using the word wait in the Amplified. New beginnings is quite powerful because you are made new in Christ. even if you've fallen into negative patterns. The time for a new beginning and a new resolution. Make a concerted effort to follow me more closely each and every day. This is the best way to move forward with hope, my hope, and the best way of your path forward. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off concerning the former lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the mind of your spirit, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We put off the old man. We died when we were born again, and we put on the new man. Colossians 3, 9 through 11. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Okay. I'm going to read it in the New American. Do not lie to one another, since you've laid aside the old self, or it should be the old man, with its evil practices. And you've put on the new self, who is being renewed, a true knowledge, according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all. There's neither Jew nor Gentile in this new man. The new man, your inner man, your spirit man, is neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free. He's new in Christ. I think one of the main things the church doesn't have a real image of is how new, what a new creation we are. You know, the Bible says we're a brand new creation. Some translations say a species which never existed before. In the Old Testament, this species did not exist. There was not this new man in Christ. Underlined, as you head into the new change, remember my command. Love God and love others. And make a concerted effort in this prayer with my friends and prophets. You are a family, my family, mm-hmm. in prayer. Through the eyes of God, I will bring your nations to safety. You are my great American church. All underlined. I love it. I'm going to read it again. As you head into the new change, remember my command, love God and love others. And make a concerted effort in this prayer with my friends and prophets. You are a family. My family, in prayer through the eyes of God. I think that should read, it's like it goes together. You are a family, my family, in prayer through the eyes of God. That's the way it should be. That's a sentence. You are a family, my family, in prayer through the eyes of God. I will bring your nations to safety. You are my great American church. You know what, folks? I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe he's bringing America to safety. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Wow.
I love that. I love that.
Wow. Wow. Praise the Lord.
You know, that takes away any idea that God could give you cancer or some horrible
right.
sickness. He's light. He never varies. There's not even a shadow of darkness in him. Oh, precious Lord. So misunderstood by people. Oh, God. Grant that people would recognize what a loving God you are of light. In you there's no darkness. Praise God. That's just me praising God. Now here's Psalm 20,
Amen.
Verse 4.
Amen.
May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Precious Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That's almost like the other verse. In everything you do, give glory to God. Here it says, give thanks to God. And with the Lord in mind, helps you all to live with a gracious and contented heart. Let this truth guide you. When I am at the center, all things align for my glory and your good.
Wow.
And for my glory and your good is underlined.
Hallelujah.
Let this truth guide you, colon. When I am at the center, all things align for my glory and your good. Trust in me. Hallelujah. And before people sign off here, I want them to know I will not be out at Prayer Mountain today. There will be prayer at Prayer Mountain. There will be food at Prayer Mountain. Brenda leading. But I will be on the call, and we will start the call at 12:15, 15 minutes past the hour. Now, next Wednesday, there will not be a meeting at all at Prayer Mountain. No one will be there. We will do both prayers, morning and evening, morning and noon, online. Because all of our TV trucks, our TV truck and all of our personnel are going to be down in Collinsville, where we're going to be we'll be streaming live, of course, the Sunday morning service, and then we're going to be making some television while we're down there. So our TV equipment and people are down there. So this week, I'm not at Prayer Mountain, but there is a meeting at Prayer Mountain. Brenda, Hannah, food, prayers, the saints at prayer, our wonderful, faithful Prayer Mountain prayers. But next Wednesday, there will not be prayer at Prayer Mountain at all. Our prayer calls will be on the phone only. Prayer call today at noon, 12:15. I shall see you then. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.